All right, let's do
this.
Yeah,
let's do a podcast, rock climber.
What?
What's on my thumb? What the hell's on my thumb? Rock climbing? Elephants? We got a lot to talk about.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
Awesome!
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
Welcome to the play that is the BrianNoonanShow.com podcast. That's not actually our website. Don't go there.
No.
You should register that, BrianNoonanShow.com.
Now somebody's going to do it. They're going to squat on it.
Maybe I register it before we post this episode.
Yes, let's do that. I'll go on. So where do you go? I forget where I've registered before. I have BrianNoonan.com.
Oh, I've never been there.
It's fallen out of, it's not really anything anymore.
No.
Used to be where my blog was, and I was always too cheap to pay like a big web designer, so it was a little homepage and then my blog.
Would you host it on GeoCities, Angel Fire?
Nope.
XPage?
No. I forget who I went through.
WordPress.
CheapDomainNames.com.
Blogger.
I use Blogger.
Blogger.
For the blog.
That is a Google service.
Perhaps.
I know all these things.
You know everything.
You are a blog.
I used to be a blogger. I used to blog every day with big, long blogs. Then social media came along, and that for me, that replaced the blog.
Social media ruins everything.
It does ruin everything.
Well.
Except, you know, you're being able to brag to people about your fake life. The life that you want people to think you have, that's what social media is about. To go, hey, look how great my life is. And everybody go, oh, your life is great. And you go, no, my life is really garbage, but you think it's great.
See, I don't do that with social media. I do that with my podcast, this podcast.
This exact podcast?
My podcast. This is your podcast.
Well, right. You have a podcast of your own with your friend, John.
We got 3 seconds in before we did the plug.
You love to get the plug in. I'll give it to a Game Life Balance. we give it the plug every week. That's part of your rider. The lawyers have told me, even though you don't want to plug the podcast, you are contractually obligated to plug Cody's podcast, so plug it. Now it's done. Now we move on to other things.
Yeah, now we can talk about podcasty things.
Podcasty things.
You are teased. You got an elephant story.
Here we go. Here's what's coming up on today's podcast. Cody went rock climbing. What the hell's on my thumb? And perhaps an elephant story.
All right, what do we start with?
Let's start with me, because I'm the center of the universe.
Sort of the thumb.
And I freaked you out with my thumb.
Yeah, it's the Brian Noonan Show podcast.
We should take a picture of it, shouldn't we?
You're Brian Noonan. That can be the thumbnail for the podcast.
Ha ha! The thumbnail.
That was not a joke.
It wasn't?
And yet here we are, acknowledging
it's very tricky for me to do.
Hilarity.
You may have to. There we go.
You can't take a camera photo with your left hand?
No, I'm unidextrous.
You're not camera dextrous?
No, and for some, now weird numbers started popping up.
But did you hear what I said? I said
camera dextrous
instead of ambidextrous.
Here, you take it.
Thought it was hilarious. I'm amused by myself.
My wrist.
Well, I'm glad one of us is amused, and I'm glad that we're taking photos of your thumb.
Well, here, because it goes, what the hell's on my thumb? So you saw my thumb today, and it freaked you out.
All right. I took a picture. Let me see. It did freak me out. It's weird. Now, I had a blister on my thumb when I was little, and I rented a Super Nintendo game. And back in the day, video game rentals were a treasure.
Oh, yeah, because you could go to Blockbuster and things and rent video games just like you could actual videos.
Yeah, and it was more expensive.
Video videos.
And if you wanted to beat that game, you had to play the hell out of that game for the 3 to 5 days you had it. So I did, and I had a blister on my thumb, on my right thumb, which is the one you use to press the buttons.
Yeah.
And it hurt to play, and I was like, damned if I'm going to not play this game for some reason in a strange voice. Why would you use that voice? I don't know. So I played it anyway. That actually broke the blister and continued to play, which was very painful. Would not recommend. So that's my blister on the thumb story.
Well, this was last Monday. I mentioned that my wife broke her foot. Did I mention that on the air?
I don't think you mentioned that on the podcast. I don't think Roger knew about that either.
No, it was, this was...
Because Roger just walked in the studio.
Oh, I didn't even see him because I was sending you pictures of my thumb. All right, so we had ordered all this furniture that you put together. The Sauter is the brand. And it's, so we were looking for a few things to put in my daughter's room to replace some really old, antique-y stuff that was falling apart. So we ordered all this furniture, which I have to assemble. Well, it came comes in big boxes that are very heavy. And I said to my wife, she said, the furniture's here. I said, all right, I'll go pick it up. No, it's in my name. I have to go pick it up. I said, it's really heavy. I know, but I can do it. All right, tough guy, go ahead. So she goes, and of course they load it into her car for her. And it was, it's almost been 2 weeks now. It was the night of the Tuesday night playoff game at the UC when I was doing the show over there with Mark Carmen. And I call her from the UC. I said, how'd it go? Oh, I got the furniture. It's all in the garage. Really? Yeah, I took it out of the car myself. I pulled it down out of the car, and I used the two-wheel cart, and I moved it over to the side. It's all in the garage. Oh, I said, wow, that's pretty impressive. Then I go on Facebook, and I see a picture of her foot, black and blue with a giant gash out of the side. I immediately call her back. What the hell happened to your foot? And why didn't you tell me about it 30 seconds ago when we were on the phone? Well, I knew you'd be mad. I knew it. So she got two of the boxes out. Fine. The biggest box, of course, crazy heavy. Like crazy heavy. It's got the picture, the drawing of the two guys that you're supposed to team lift. She's not a team, and she has no upper body strength. She got it out of the car, moving it, and then it angled on the car, and I guess she then flipped it up on the two-wheel cart and wheeled it over, and it was just about down, and as she was holding it, the last foot, it slipped out of her hand and smashed her foot.
Oh.
Yeah. So I have been trying to be empathetic and sympathetic for the last 2 weeks, and there's a part of me that just wants to keep going, you did this yourself because you wouldn't wait for me, because you had to do it. But I'm trying not to do that. Anyway, so there's the furniture. So now I get it all into the house last Monday. Very heavy. And I work out. So I work out.
And I work out.
I work out.
Well, but she doesn't.
But she doesn't.
So.
And as we learned earlier in the program, I am sexist and she is a woman who cannot lift things.
Exactly. We did learn that on the program.
We learned that on the broadcast. So I get up. So now I have to assemble these four huge pieces of furniture. Anyway, I have... while my hands are callous from lifting, parts of my hands are baby soft, the tips of my fingers. So I'm using an old screwdriver with a very hard, ridged plastic thing, and you can't use a power tool on these. You have to manually screw. So after I worked on these for about 12 hours to finish all the furniture, and that's a million screws and stuff, so I had on my thumb a giant blister.
What were you assembling, the Eiffel Tower?
A dresser. A mirror with drawers in it, a headboard, and a nightstand.
You can't assemble a mirror. That's one piece.
No, the glass is one piece. The frame and the drawers and everything that go with it is a lot of
pieces. Kind of like a little makeup table kind of thing? Or
no, it's just a mirror on top of a dresser, but there's two drawers in front of it that sit on top of the dresser.
I found a mirror in a dumpster the other day.
Did you really?
I literally did.
Who throws out an unbroken mirror?
Really? I don't know. It's a 50-pound mirror. It's got a nice wood frame around it, and I was.
Were you going to put it under the dragon?
It's under the dragon right now.
Is it really?
So
it
actually can see itself.
Is. Sure. So the dragon looks down, and Cody can tell if the dragon's alive because the steam comes out of its nose and fogs the mirror. He goes, oh, the dragon's still alive. That's good news.
It is. No, it's literally leaning against the fireplace under the dragon.
Oh,
right,
you're just leaning?
Just temporarily. Well, I can't hang it.
Well, you're going to put it over your bed?
It'll rip the
freaky.
Wall off.
Well, exactly. I got to screw it into the wall.
Well, you got to find a stud.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a stud.
To help you hang it. No, you got to get the little stud finder.
And then see, on the mirror, it had a picture on the back of two guys trying to lift the mirror.
Sure, it's a team lift. It's 50-pound team lift mirror. That's insanity. So anyway, I had the giant. So what are you going to do with it? Where's it going
to
go?
I haven't decided. I just wanted to have it.
So you garbage picked the mirror, and you don't know where it's going to go. And we still don't know who threw it out or why, and how it didn't get broken.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Was it leaning on a dumpster or in a dumpster?
It was in a dumpster.
In the dumpster.
How does it not get broken?
I don't know.
The mystery of this mirror is confounding
wasn't
us.
Even
it's a mystical
so
mirror.
My girlfriend and I were taking a walk.
This down an alley?
Where
do you take your girlfriend to walk?
But a couple weeks ago, we were walking down Fullerton, right by Clark and Fullerton, which is in the heart of Lincoln Park. Nice houses.
Uh-huh.
And I said to her, we're walking towards the lake, I bet there's some really nice stuff in the trash behind these houses. I said it. And
I said it in English, out loud, words.
We got to Lake Michigan.
Soft palate.
She goes for a run. I go home because I'm lazy and don't exercise. And I walk down the alley because I told her.
Did I mention I work out? So you go down the alley because now you dumped your girlfriend who doesn't want anything to do with your
dumpster
diving. Right,
he changed the mirror for the girlfriend.
So he can look at himself. Narcissistic.
And somebody must have either gotten evicted or was moving and just was lazy or somebody died or something. There was tons of furniture behind one place. There was a whole chest of drawers in the dumpster all put together, really nice shape. There were big posters. There was a bunch of extra wood. There was all this furniture. And right on top of one of the dumpsters, underneath a poster frame, was a big mirror. And I grabbed it. It seriously, it was a 40 or 50 pound mirror.
I would have loved to have seen you walking down the street carrying a mirror.
It was very heavy.
That would be that.
I walked
been
a
hilarious.
Mile with it.
That's insanity.
So I'm
just, well, you have to drag it or to do
no, he's got to carry
it. How are you carrying for a mile?
Easy. Relax. Your upsetment is way overmodulated. Let's bring it down a notch.
I disagree. I think your upsetment is exactly upsetment. Where it should be.
I think your upsetment is a word that I just made up because I couldn't believe your outrage was that amplified.
I had to stop several times to put it down.
Oh, okay. Of course.
All right. Yeah. You know what he did, though?
You know what I would have done?
Yeah.
I would have right over my head because I work out.
I did that part of the way. I put it over my head because I'm like, my shoulders are strong. This will be easy.
Allegedly, with a 50-pound mirror. Yeah.
It didn't work.
I would have been terrified that it would have, that I would have dropped it and like sliced my abdomen open with mirror shards.
Well, a couple of times he stopped in the middle of the street and set it as oncoming traffic so they'd swerve seeing a car coming at them.
Yeah.
Kind of the old James
Bond
Goldfinger
with,
thing.
Messing with dogs, too.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
What do you think of that? My brother has a bulldog who is lovely but dumber than a stump. Ties in. They had a mirror leaning in their hall on the ground. The dog comes barking, running around the corner, sees himself in the mirror, almost pooped himself, skidded, turned around, and took off because he thought there was another dog coming at him.
Wow.
Yeah. So it did tie in. Yeah. See, because I said my brother has a bulldog, and Cody's like, I just saw your look like, wait, what rabbit hole are you going down
but
now?
The dog wasn't strong enough, didn't have enough upper body strength.
The dog
to
doesn't
move the
work
mirror.
Out.
You know, mm-hmm. doesn't work
Only
out.
I work
not
out.
Like this guy.
No.
Was the dog a female? Are you casting aspersions?
No, it's a guy.
Sexist?
It was a guy dog. It's a dumb male dog. Well, it's neutered, so it's just an it. It's an it dog.
Is that how that is? A eunuch.
Yeah,
it's a eunuch dog.
A eunuch.
But it knows all the secrets of King's Landing.
Ah, sure, because everybody whispers to it because no one is afraid of the eunuch. That's what they say. So anyway, I had this giant, back to my thumb, I had this giant blister that was about the size of a ping pong ball almost. It was huge. And I kept playing with it for a couple of days because I couldn't decide if I wanted to pop it or not.
Oh, God. Oh,
and then I would bandage it when I would go to the gym, you know, because I work out. And but then all of a sudden, all the goo was out of it, and it just, like, sucked back up, and it turned into this black callus kind of thing.
It's weird looking.
It is weird
Have
looking.
Have you ever seen a blister look like that?
No, it's, yeah, but okay. Usually after you pop like them that. Or stuff.
But
no,
usually if it's like you're doing construction work or something, and it pops, and you get dirt and stuff under it, but you can peel it back and clean it out, wash it out.
Yeah, no, this never popped. So it's all, whatever's in there was what God intended to be in there when it happened.
Yeah.
And, so now, but now I keep thinking I have, every time I look at my hand, I think I have something on my thumb. I think I have like dirt or chocolate because I often am confused by both.
Oh, well, it's an evil entity. It'll be growing.
Yeah, so now I just, so there you go. That's what the hell's on my thumb.
It's a fantastic story.
It's some weird little, well, I will say I got all the furniture done. Despite being in immense pain in my thumb.
Now is your wife going to yell at you for having...
Nope, because there was nothing... This did not affect me doing anything for the rest... It didn't affect me at all. Yeah. I kept doing what I was doing. I just put a Band-Aid on my thumb. I'm not in a boot hobbling around as we're preparing to leave town. I'm not, you know, our life is not altered because I have what used to be a giant blister on my thumb, as opposed to her now being in a boot. And wandering about.
How long she got a cab?
6 weeks. She got to be in this boot, and it's driving me crazy. But I'm trying, like I said, I'm trying. But then, see, here, okay. She tries to be a hero, as we all do, I guess. Like, she'll take the boot off at night, which the doctor said she could take it off to sleep, and she could take it off if she's just lounging. But then we'll be in the basement watching TV. She takes the boot off. Okay, that makes sense. She's had it on all day. It hurts. But then, instead of putting it on to walk back upstairs and do all her business, she doesn't have the boot. And I'm like, where's the boot? Well, I'm not walking on the bottom of my foot. I'm walking on the side and the heel. I'm like, you got a broken bone in your foot. And she's a smart woman. But she wants to be the hero when it comes to, because she knows if she appears weak that I will pounce on that weakness.
And on that booty note, I got to run back upstairs.
Yeah, you got news to do.
I got news to do.
All right.
Well, Reg, I'm glad you could join us and hear the thumb story. I know he teased it, though.
I was very glad I came in.
He wants to know what the hell's on his thumb.
Ever since he teased it at 6:05,
sure.
I've been waiting patiently.
Well, now you know. Now you know what it is. And it's freaking Cody out. And it's one of those things now, because it's kind of a callus, I just keep rubbing it and scraping on it and just make it.
I saw him cringe.
It's weird.
We just talked about the pus dripping.
There's nothing dripping. Nothing came out of this. This was a self-contained deal. Self-contained. All right, enough of the thumb, because now I'm fascinated, because you were on rocks.
Yeah, and
not drinking cocktails, but you were on the rocks.
This is going to be the most thematically consistent podcast we've ever done.
Is that right?
Because rock climbing is all about your hands.
Yes.
Well, it's not. But it is and it isn't. Aha, it's a tricky one.
I've seen in the movies there with the taped fingers, people hanging just by their fingertips.
Do you know that expert rock climbers do not have fingerprints?
Because they've been rubbed off by rocks?
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's what the instructor told us.
Wow, so you could commit all kinds of crimes after you've climbed rocks for
this
a while.
This is what I'm saying. You got to be an expert rock. And then you can climb in and out of places to commit the crimes.
Right.
And no fingerprints.
However, you can't unlock your iPhone.
Mm.
Weird.
Hmm.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Yeah, no fingerprints. You could never do one of those high-tech security deals where you need a palm print to get into your vault.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, wow. Hmm.
Well, pluses and minuses. So I'm sure you still have your fingerprints, because you haven't become an expert yet.
I've done it once. So my wonderful girlfriend for my birthday got me a class at Brooklyn Boulders.
Where's that?
It's
Brooklyn, New York?
There's one here. No, it's in the West Loop, I think.
Okay.
Ish, somewhere. I drove. Listen, Google Maps tells me where to go.
You just do it.
I turn right when they say turn right, or I turn izquierda when it says turn izquierda.
Oh, do you do it all in Espanol?
My girlfriend's phone is in Espanol, so
oh,
yes.
No,
so
no.
Si. Si.
Mm. Oh, muy bueno.
Muy bien.
Si.
Bueno and si are the only words you know, aren't they?
And donada. And cerveza.
Empanada. I know.
Cerveza, empanada. Cerveza fría, cold beer.
Mm.
Casa de cambio.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you go to get the money.
Margarita.
Margarita, I know.
Tortellini.
Big puppy. I know that. Sure.
Go into that history.
All right. So that's had you expressed interest in rock climbing, or is this something that she just thought, you know, Cody needs to climb a rock?
No. My sister's been doing it with my friend Blake. Once in a while, they'll go, and she really likes it, and my girlfriend kept saying over and over, I want to check it out, and I'm down for pretty much anything.
Okay.
Anything, if it's a movie.
Except to run along the lake.
Except
you got dumpsters.
Well,
to
I
in.
Got dumpsters to, you know.
Of course you do.
Treasure hunting.
Sure.
Brian.
Yeah, I understand.
So I've got a big, nice mirror now. I could sell it. I could leave it in my living room propped up against the wall.
You could become a crazed cocaine maniac.
Just
cut giant lines.
I should put it on Craigslist and try and sell it to a cocaine addict.
Maybe.
That'd be pretty.
It's a big mirror for a cocaine addict.
Yeah, but maybe they're
Tony Montana.
It'd have to be a big cocaine addict, which means they've got big money.
Maybe. Unless they blew it all on cocaine.
Which means they're probably not on Craigslist.
Probably.
But one can hope.
Listen, plan's a plan.
A guy came in.
I don't poo-poo any of your plans.
A guy came in from the suburbs one time to buy two giant golf course lithographs.
Oh, I remember you telling me about
that. Yeah, the guy was driving a BMW or something, and he drove in from the...
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he saw there might be some... Either he's a big golfer, or he saw some monetary value that you didn't see, and he, you know...
No, I looked.
Okay.
I know when
you
there's...
You research.
I research. Right. No, this guy was driving a nice car, so some people...
Some people like 50. Lithographs.
So she... I was kind, and I had said, yeah, I would do this and all that. So she got a class, which was we always go halvesies on gifts for each other.
I'll
always get her a pair of tickets for something.
Oh, that makes sense.
And
sure.
She'll always get me. It's funny. We always it's semi self serving.
So
when
you
we
can
gift
do it together.
Other.
That's beautiful.
But yeah, that's the idea. So we went, and it's Brooklyn Boulders. It's a regular gym to a degree, but most of it's rock climbing.
Okay. No, I was just looking to make sure we were recording.
Oh.
Because I'm going to tell them the thumb story again.
Dodged a bullet there.
Yep.
So they've got all these big walls you can climb, obviously.
Yeah.
They've got the 55-foot walls, which are very gigantic, and then the 10, 15-foot walls. And then they've got a little bit of weightlifting equipment, and also an office area, kind of like
to do work?
Yeah. They've got a couple booths and a couple tables and a counter, and you can go there and set up and just work.
people need to relax. You know, sometimes you should just go and enjoy yourself. Well, you got to unplug sometimes.
But think about the coffee shop culture. All the entrepreneurs and all the self-employed in the city, they'll go to Wormhole or Filter or Starbucks and do their work. So why not do it at a place where you can get up? Right above this bar, they've got pull-up bars.
Oh, so you can work out while you're...
Yes, you take a break. Okay. Or you can walk 10 feet away and they've got these self-running treadmills. It just adjusts to your speed.
Oh, wow.
I've never seen these before.
I've never seen that either.
So you want to get up, maybe you got a Fitbit or something and it buzzes, says you're...
Yeah, they say you should only sit for X amount of minutes per hour and then you get up and do a little... All right, so that makes sense. Okay.
I'm actually planning a day there. I want to go in the morning and climb or weightlift or something and then work on this project I've been working on and do that for a few hours, maybe work out some more, run every once, just make a day of it. I don't know. Anyway, so we went and they instructed, they teach you how to... Oh boy, I don't remember the name.
My Bonnie lies over the ocean?
Oh man, this is bad. I'm not going to get certified.
Bomb-I?
Yeah. Well, whatever it is, it's when one person, you hook to your harness.
Yeah.
The system, the pulley system kind of, and then the other person hooks. And
carabiner?
Yeah, it teaches how to tie the knot.
Right.
So they taught us how to tie the knot. I tie the knot, start scaling the wall, and then my girlfriend's kind of spotting. She's the one on the bottom. Right. And, you know, there's a clip with a lock on it so the rope doesn't whatever. And, just climb, and she's the anchor. And then when I'm ready to come down, I just yell, and you kind of get lowered, and it's really cool.
How did it go the first time?
So they got us on the practice wall, and it's 10, 15 feet high. And it's fine because it's all handholds.
Right.
It's basically handles. We get in the main area, and there are no handles. It is all... I shouldn't say that. There are a couple handles, but a lot of it is just little bumps in the wall.
Right, where you're just supposed to, like, it's finger strength.
Really little bumps in the wall. I mean, we're talking, I don't understand how realistically anyone can support any degree of weight on these. And it was extremely challenging. But it was fun to watch. It was very cool. But
did you go up the big one?
I went up the 15-foot one. I was able to do, they have all these different difficulty levels. Okay. And I went one of the easier ones. I was able to get to the top, which felt great. But watching the 55-foot wall was really fascinating and all the people.
Yeah.
There was a guy that was 40-some feet up, and he lost his grip and fell. And his girlfriend was anchoring him. And his girlfriend shot off the ground.
Oh, jeez.
6 feet off the ground. She shot right up 6 feet off the ground. She grabs the wall, and then he's hanging there. And it was,
my God.
It was fine. It seemed like a normal thing. Because we actually saw a few different couples, and the girl would shoot up 2 or 3 feet or whatever when the guy would fall. So then he's got to get his grip back so that she can kind of climb back down and re-anchor. And then he keeps going back up.
Jeez.
But they're 40 feet up, and it's a straight drop because these all, you know, they angle out.
Right.
And I don't know. It was cool. I would love to do it again. I want to try it. But it is just when you get up there and you start to see how small these little things are. I mean, you wouldn't believe it.
There's a climbing wall at my gym. It goes... I don't know how. I'm bad with heights, but it's tall. It's the whole height of the gym.
Oh, great.
I've never seen anybody do it because I go so early, but I look at it and it's like you describe. It's got little, there's some places that look like you could put your foot, but there's other things that it's just like little indentations in the wall. And I'm like, no thanks. I don't want to. I see a lot of people doing it. I know. I mean, even back when I was in college, there was a climbing wall. I never saw anybody do it, but, in the movies, it always looks very terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
And really hard.
Did I tell you about the climbing hitchhikers we ran into in Colorado?
No.
All right. So we're driving to this park area to hike when we were in Denver a few weeks ago. And there are these two... So we're driving in this weird... It was like you had to go through a mini town kind of to get to this parking lot where the park was.
Okay.
And these two guys come up and they are they look like stoners.
Dirty hippies.
20-year-olds, long hair, unshaved, and they were wearing onesies dressed like dinosaurs. So these two 20-year-old dinosaurs come up, and I'm driving like 2 miles an hour looking around. I'm like, are we even in anywhere?
Right, where are we supposed to be?
Yeah, and they come up, and they roll down the window and stuff. And I'm used to, you know, you're used to strangers and panhandlers in the city all the time.
But not dressed like dinosaurs wandering about.
Right. So immediately my Chicago defense shield goes up and I'm like, all right, who are these hippie stoners that want to take my money? So they go, hey, listen, we really want to get in the park. Are you going up to the park? And I was like, yeah, we're just going in the park. It's about, and they go, well, it's like 20 feet up that way.
Yeah.
And it's, they said something, it was like something like $5 or $6 a person to get in, or $7 for a car to get in.
Okay.
So they said, hey, we're a couple bucks short. We don't want any money from you. Can we just hop in your car and literally go 20 feet that way and then just get out so we're in the park? And it took me a second to reorient myself and realize these are reasonable human beings. And
Are they reasonable human beings in dinosaur onesies trying to save a couple bucks going into a national park?
The best
part, they reasonable?
They had biked from Boulder 20 miles to get to this area.
In those onesies?
In the onesies.
Did you ask? Please tell me you asked why they were dressed in onesies.
I did.
And their answer was?
Why aren't you wearing onesies?
No.
They said that. That
they
was their
reply.
They did
not say that.
What, I mean, what are they? They were right. What do you say to that?
Well, what do you say to that? Why aren't you wearing onesies? Well, because I have a job and enough money to pay for my car to get into the park.
Huh?
I guess that's why I'm not wearing a dinosaur onesie. That, and I'm not stoned yet. come on.
They didn't smell like weed.
No.
Surprisingly.
They smell like dinosaur.
Kinda.
Yeah, sure.
So we
they spelled prehistoric.
So they get in, we drive them across the thing, and 10 feet past the gate, they go, okay, we're good. We can get out here. We know exactly where we're going. They jumped out, they go. So my
like in Jurassic Park, they were just back in, like the Velociraptors are back in the weeds.
Basically. So jeez. My girlfriend and I go hiking. We spent 5 or 6 hours there that day. We're leaving the park and we look and there's a rock, you know, there's a mountain. It's got a 1,000 feet high. Halfway up this mountain on a bare rock surface, climbing up, are two dinosaurs. and they're wearing their onesies. I mean,
of course. Why wouldn't you drive it or climb in a onesie?
Unbelievable. It was the best. It was the most. It was the most Colorado story.
Yeah, that is a definite only in Colorado kind of story.
Yeah.
Where it's, yeah, man. It's what we do.
But to think how powerful their hands must have been and how, I mean, how they'd bike 20 miles and climb a mountain.
These hippies are in good shape.
Colorado is.
I don't know what they're doing to get their paws or the claws, their dinosaur talons so strong and sharp.
I don't know, man. They knew what they were doing, though.
Yeah.
So.
Did they have dinosaur eyes like lizard eyes? With
no,
the slits?
One had very pretty blue eyes.
Really?
I don't know why I remember his eyes being pretty. They were two males.
He's a dreamy dinosaur. Yeah. You're the dreamiest dinosaur I've seen today, hippie man. Wow. I'm surprised you let them in your car.
You know, when they...
This is where we differ.
When I realized that they... And then they said, it's literally 20 feet that way, and it'll save us all money, and we can... And they gave me a few bucks.
Oh!
So it ended up being cheaper. They said, yeah, we've got... $2 we can give you or something.
How did they ride 20 miles and only have $2?
I mean, they probably didn't, but it did save us all money.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they were right.
Nice, yeah.
So,
I guess.
I wasn't going to, but they looked pretty harmless. There were people around. It was daytime.
You had a big tranquilizer gun.
I had a big tranquilizer gun.
Take out the dinosaurs.
I was probably high.
Were they herbivores or carnivores?
They were, it's hard to know.
Okay.
What do hippies eat?
Well, they like weed.
Probably Doritos.
So Doritos.
Doritovores.
They're Doritovores.
That's a thing.
You can tell by the orange around their mouth. You guys been huffing paint? Nope. Doritos. Oh, well, all right. Enjoy yourself. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm glad you let them in because you have a good story.
Yeah.
I would never pick up a hitchhiker. Even if it was only 20 feet. It's a generational thing. Or my distrust for humanity.
Your generation used to do it for fun.
No, the generation before me used to do it for fun.
Oh, right.
My generation, we were warned against it.
Because
it's dangerous and Stranger Danger might pick you up and leave you. Plus, I came up in the time of like all these serial killers who were killing hitchhikers and stuff. So, you know.
Man, that's messed up.
It is messed up. But I don't want to hit, you know. I'm
Uber is basically hitchhiking app.
Yeah, and now, yeah,
We talked last week about your
the girl, yeah, the female Uber thing. Mm-hmm. And
your evolving feelings on ride sharing.
Right, I'm not a fan of it anymore. You know, I guess I'm going to have to use it. I may use it in New Orleans. I'm debating. I'm torn because there's a couple nights where I want to go. We want to go out, and I don't want to drive. I don't want to drive into the French Quarter and try to park. I want to go to the restaurant, have a couple of drinks, go back to the hotel, things like that. And so I'm torn between Ubering and taking a cab. And I've had good luck with cabs in New Orleans, so I don't know.
Uber's cheaper.
Yeah, it might be.
What's going to happen to you? You're 6'4"?
Nothing's going to happen to me. It's just, a taxi cab comes, you kind of know what you're getting into. Uber, who knows what kind of car is going to come. Could be a Prius. I'm not climbing into a Prius.
Sometimes they got mints. They got water.
You think?
Sometimes. That's happened to me.
Has it?
The good ones. The really? The six-star ones.
Yeah, but when, how are you going to offer? Because did I mention that I drove for a little bit?
Yes.
Have I mentioned
you
that?
You mentioned that,
all right.
Yeah.
So the first couple times I had water in the car. But then if people are only going a couple blocks, who do you offer water? You offer water to everybody? Everybody for a $3 ride, I'm offering them water? No chance.
Not customer service focused,
I was very customer served. My car was always clean. The temperature was wonderful. I was gregarious when people would get in the car. I got very good grades.
You only offered water to men, though. I found that odd.
No, what I would do to women was harass them.
You should work at,
verbally.
You should work at Del Taco.
I saw. Was that what that was? I heard you listening to some crazy Del Taco rant. Have you ever been to a Del Taco?
No, what? I didn't even know.
It's a California chain.
Oh.
West Coast. It's a Taco Bell, basically. Del Taco. It's got burgers and stuff, though, too. Not just tacos.
Oh.
So you could get your tacos, which were okay. I was still, when it came to fast food tacos, Jack in the Box was my taco of choice.
What about Taco John's? You ever been there?
Yes, I have been to a Taco John's. It doesn't stand out to me, so I can't, I'm not remembering, so it must not have been good. I was always a Jack-in-the-Box taco because it was deep-fried and horribly greasy.
Oh.
It's there's a pocket of a meat-type substance. I don't know what it would be. Anybody who's had a Jack-in-the-Box taco knows. What they do is they spread it up, and there's this pocket of brown, and then they slide a piece of...
That's the most disgusting. Yep. There's a pocket of brown.
And they slide a triangle of American cheese in there. And then they have a special fry rack where all these tacos are lined up. They drop them in the deep fryer. And then they come out and they were two for a buck. And they'd be deep fried, and crunchy until you would get to this pocket of hot. Now it's hot brown with yellow. So it's
hot brown with yellow. So
well, when it's cooked, because then the cheese melts, mm-hmm. So you get cheese and brown all combining.
Oh my god!
And it was sort of a pasty, proteiny. I don't know what it was. They called it meat. I don't know. All I knew was that after a couple beers, everybody's got a dollar, and you get two tacos. Bang! And then they'd put once they were cooked, then they'd put lettuce and some hot sauce in there.
Everybody's got a taco except dinosaurs in Boulder, Colorado.
Well, no, they had $2. They gave it. They gave
they
you $2, they so they could have got four tacos.
They did. That's
so
true.
But then after they went in the park, they could not get tacos.
No,
they'd come out. What are you going to do? Then they had to forage for food and nuts, for nuts and berries or whatever the dinosaurs were eating in the jungle.
If they ever made it down from the giant,
they're
mountain
probably still
they
up there now, going, dude, we made it. How do we get here? Where'd they leave their bikes? Where were their bikes?
Because
if they walked up to you and then wove a tale of riding bikes, where were the bikes?
That's a good question.
Of course it is. I'm like Columbo.
I don't have any idea.
Right, because they were full of BS.
Well, they got in the park.
They got in the park and they climbed up the hill in their onesies. I wonder if once they got up there, they took the onesies off and just did some primal naked mountain dance. Because why else are you wearing a onesie?
Or got high. I mean, in Colorado, you're not supposed to smoke in public. There's no public. It's like alcohol.
Right.
There's no...
No open container.
Yeah, no open weed container.
Right.
But I will say on the hike, when my girlfriend and I were hiking, we did see a guy holding a piece in a hand, reeked of weed. He was definitely walking around smoking.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm guessing these guys climbed up real high, smoked a bowl,
got
and
real
just
high.
Hung out.
Got real Rocky Mountain high.
Yeah.
Colorado.
Real style.
Real style. Yeah, they did it for reals.
For realsies.
They got, they
totes.
Went all Rocky Mountain. They got totes high.
Totes
y'all.
High.
Y'all. Totes high.
Y'all? I don't know if y'all.
I threw in a y'all to mix up because I don't want to, you know, I like to mix my cultures. I'm all inclusive.
That's
except
fair.
For icky girls.
That's fair.
I love icky girls. Why would somebody call me sexist?
I can't believe that happened.
Idiots. This is why.
On the for those
on
listening
the, oh,
to
yes.
this
who
that
may,
didn't
right.
catch it,
I'm
on,
sorry.
On during our actual terrestrial show on May 1st, someone texted
1996.
Yeah, we were talking specifically about how not liking something doesn't make you sexist if it happens
right.
to be a
or
female.
Racist
yeah,
or whatever.
Whatever
is. You can dislike something just because you dislike it without any sort of hidden agenda.
Yeah.
And we used the new Ghostbusters as the example of this because, as you pointed out to me, and I looked at it after I watched the trailer. I did not smile once during
right.
that trailer. And 604,000 plus negative comments on that on that trailer. So it's okay not to like something. I did not like it because Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig et al. Were
right.
in it.
Right.
I just didn't find it fun.
Yeah, and then somebody texted in and said, Brian, it might have been a troll.
Oh, they're all trolls.
Somebody texting in saying, Brian, you're sexist. I think that was maybe just someone just trying to get you fired up.
Maybe.
I think we probably have listeners like that that...
Oh, there are people who just... Well, there's people who listen, and every radio show has this. There's people who listen who don't like the show, but they just listen to anger themselves, which I never understood. I don't hate watch, and I don't hate listen. If there's something I don't like, I don't get involved in it. But that's a phenomenon with some people. Listen, we welcome them all. If you hate us and listen, great. If you love us and listen, great. If we're just background noise and you're listening, okay, that's good too. Maybe something will pop into your consciousness. But, yeah,
I'm trying to think if I hate watch anything, and I don't think I do.
No, my time, everybody's time, isn't your time too scarce to hate watch?
Yeah.
I've got a lot of things that I love watch. And, you know, I'm not going to waste my time on something. There's even shows that I barely tolerate watch. And those are getting weeded out too, where it's like, you know what? I'm done. But then we were watching some show, and my wife has complained about it since the start. Have you seen it? You probably haven't because you're smart. It's called The Family on ABC.
No.
It's awful. And it doesn't make any sense. But now my wife is like, well, we've invested all this time. We have to find out how it ends. I'm like, do we really? Does it matter one way or another if we don't watch it? No, we have to. I go, all right, but what if it comes back next season? Well, that was how we were with The Dome. You remember the show The Dome?
No.
It was a summer replacement a few years ago. We watched the first season, and it was dumb. And then it came back for the second season, and I was like, I'm out. I'm done. I don't have enough time to watch shows I don't like.
That is a tricky one. I mean, because Twin Peaks, once you find out who killed Laura Palmer, becomes awful.
Yes, second season or mid season, it's bad,
unwatchably bad. I mean, not even just
that's why it didn't last after that.
And that, but at the same time, the first season's so good. Mm-hmm. There are a couple nuggets that are worth watching it for.
Right.
And it, you know, my girlfriend and I, we lost the willpower to want to finish it. But at the same time, it's like, but it was so good. There's got to be some hidden nuggets, and maybe that'll be worth it. And I don't know. I'm glad we finished it, but you're right. It was.
Yeah, sometimes it just things turn bad, and you just go, I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
And, you know, and even if, like you said with Twin Peaks, you really liked it the first season, and then you're like, dude, what happened? I did that with. I've had a number of shows that just fall off because something new comes that I like better, or, you know, it's just not good enough to keep its spot on my thing. Like, Hawaii 5-0, for example.
The new one?
Yes, and I watched religiously the first few seasons. And I like it. It's a mindless little show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's beautiful. You're watching it for the beautiful people, the beautiful scenery, and the really thin police procedural thing. But my wife still records it, and there's like 10 on our DVR that are we ever going to get to watch it? She knows now. She can watch it and delete it because I don't care. Because, quite frankly, I could miss 3 seasons, watch one, and be all caught up.
Yeah.
Because it's all self-contained. We actually stopped watching. We wanted to watch NCIS New Orleans just because we love New Orleans. And there were things. And Tulane's band was in an episode.
How nice.
So we watched about 4 episodes. And then we were like, this blows. The accents change mid-episode. The plot lines are awful. And for the amount of things that we saw about New Orleans, it's like, and it was all bad New Orleans. It's like every show that's shot in Chicago is full of Chicago cliches that if you live here, you go, this is dumb.
Yeah.
So New Orleans, we know enough about New Orleans to go, oh, come on, really? These are the references you're going to make every time? It was just like, oh, this is so awful. And it's still on. And we'll see a promo for it. We'll go, this is still on?
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah. And even shows I liked, like Elementary, the Sherlock Holmes show. Mm-hmm. And I watched it because of Lucy Liu.
I know.
Yeah. You know Lucy Liu.
I know.
You know your thing with Lucy Liu.
I know my thing.
Yeah. But I stopped watching that just because there were too many other things.
Yeah.
I didn't have a dislike for it. I know it's still on. Not enough Lucy Liu. But,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, if I ever watch Battlestar Galactica again, I'll stop after season 2.
Okay.
Because it jumps the shark. And I've heard the last season of Dexter is atrocious. And
I never watched, but so I heard that show was good.
Yeah, I've heard the second season of Dexter is comparable to Breaking Bad in terms of just amazingness. But I universally panned last season. I mean, just to the point where people are like, why did they make this? So if I watch it, but I'll know going in, and right. I'll just stop.
But it also wraps up the whole series, doesn't it? So you kind of want to see how the series ends.
I'll read about it.
Wow.
I'm fine with that.
Right.
I'm fine reading about it.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's terrible, I'm not going to sit through that.
No, why bother? You got other things to do. You got dumpsters to dive into.
I got dumpsters to dig. We got mirrors to grab.
I
got to
find some of these high-end neighborhoods.
I want to go diving in Evanston this summer.
Do you really?
That's where the gold is.
You should go. Well, school's ending whenever school ends. Didn't we learn that?
Yeah.
Yes, to start going. And I know just from watching my daughter move out, people throw away tons of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, go up to Northwestern.
Yeah, I've seen people. I live right on DePaul's campus.
Go to DePaul.
So DePaul's dumpsters are going to get.
Yeah, because I got a feeling that big student apartment building, there's a lot of people getting rid of a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That one on, what's that, on Fullerton?
Yep. No. Right on Fullerton. Right around the corner from me.
Oh, that's right.
I will be there.
All right.
It's going to be good.
Just sitting out there in a big trench coat?
Probably.
Really? And you don't think you'll get anybody called on you?
It'll probably be 30 degrees still since winter never ends anymore.
What's going on with this
is the worst.
Now we're just two guys complaining about
the weather. Am I right? And how about the local sports team?
Good.
We should wrap anyway. I got to go to bed.
Do you have to go to bed?
I mean, soonish.
Yeah, no, we got. We talked about the.
We missed
the
your
rock
story.
Climbing.
We talked about the
what the hell's on my thumb.
We did all the finger stuff.
Right. We did the rock climbing stuff. We fingered everybody, which is always phrasing, as they say on Archer.
Phrasing.
We delved into some TV. Listen, point to the sky, pour one out for our brothers who are no longer here. Tonight was the last elephant performance in Ringling Brothers.
Why?
Because there had been many protests, and they had said that all the elephants would be taken out of circulation and put in a like a wildlife refuge down in Florida, but they decided to end it early. So tonight, I believe it was in Rhode Island, the last elephant performance of a Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus was tonight.
Well, I'm glad that was a quick story because that had nothing to do with fingers.
Nothing to do with fingers.
Would not thematically fit with this episode.
No, but I always loved watching the elephants at the circus because I'm a freak for the circus. I enjoy it. I always loved going to the circus. Huh. I don't know why. Because clowns are weird.
Because you can relate to the people in it.
Sure, because I'm a freak. Mm-hmm. And I loved all the Eastern European women who were spinning around by their hair. Or, you know, the trapeze artists were beautiful. I love a contortionist. I like cotton candy. It's all the things that I like. And I like the elephants. But I know people were upset because the elephants were... Some alleged that the elephants were being mistreated. So now, tonight, Providence, Rhode Island, the last one. And the elephants are going away. And they won't be able to step on anyone's fingers anymore. So there you go. That's how we tie it in thematically.
To
the fingers.
Well met.
Thank y'all. All right. Is that it?
Yeah.
We thank people for listening to the podcast. We thank them for listening to the regular show. I thank you for your help here. What else do we have to do? How do we wrap it up?
Well, you're on Facebook and Twitter at Brian Noonan Show. I'm on Facebook and Twitter at Producer Cody. And I do a podcast, Game Life Balance US, which is also good.
And tell your friends that they should listen to these podcasts as well. This one, of course, because, you know, I need to further my brand. And mm-hmm. Cody's because he wants to further his brand, too. And we think they're worth listening to.
I title them all Brian Noonan and Cody Goff Talk and then insert topic here.
So go to WGNradio.com, look up the podcast.
And our Powerball podcast, relevant again now that the jackpot's all jacked
so
up.
So see what we would do if we won all the moolala. Would we still do a podcast? Who knows?
Probably not.
No. I would talk to nobody.
Pretty much definitely
There's
not.
There's nobody I'm talking to if I got that kind of money.
I might still do the show if I just for fun.
I would. You know where I'd do it from? I would invest in the equipment. And I would do it from whatever lovely location I was at.
Ah, that's fair.
You know, I don't think I'd trudge in because there's a good chance I might not be around here anymore, or I'd have a place in town.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would. I love doing the shows.
Yeah.
Well, I would still do it.
All right. Then you hire me, and I'll do all the production and all the posting and promotions and all that. And give me a budget. You don't have to pay me a ton. I won't be greedy about it just because you're a multimillionaire. Doesn't have to be six figures.
All right.
It could be well under six figures.
Is that right?
But a reasonable enough salary for me to live on, quit my job, do full-time stuff.
With the show.
With the show.
All right.
Once a week.
Yeah.
One day a week.
One day
full-time
a week.
Salary for one day a week.
Huh. Well, we might have to up it to a couple days. Have to have you.
How about up to four?
Up to four.
Ah, tying into our terrestrial show.
Look at how we do it.
So good. Oh, so, what's the word?
I don't know. Goodbye.